Hello, my name is Stephen Austin, and I'm just doing a quick kind of lesson on a bit of music theory that you can use pretty much for any instrument. At the moment, I'm just using a MIDI controller keyboard that I got from a friend in college, and I'm just going to show you the C major scale. Now, to play any major scale, there's a formula to doing it. You start with a single note from A to G, or any of the sharps or flats. So let's say we start with C. Right, there's your C. Now, if you go up half a step, you're only going to a sharp, so it's going to sound like this. The way to visualize this is, if you see a keyboard, the white keys and then the black keys, you've got sharps and flats and they're all the black keys, and then you got the whole notes, which are the white keys. So for instance, with a C scale, you're going to go C, D, E, F, G. And the way that's going to work is start with your root, go up a full step, which is to the next white key up. Then you go up another full step, which is to E. The formula for it is you start with your root and you go up a whole step, which is two notes. Half step is one note. So you're going whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half. Sounds like this. Now the notes for that are C, D, E, F, G, A, B, and C. Now there's no sharps or flats in the C major scale. There would be if you were playing other scales, any of the other ones in fact. One other thing to remember for coming up with any of the scales regarding that formula that I gave earlier, just remember that between E and F, that's E, that's F. There's no black key in between those two like there is with the rest of them. There's no sharp or flat between E and F. And there's no sharp or flat between B and C. So E and F. And then you got B and C. That's it.